Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, March 7th. We've reached the final week of the 2022 legislative session. Today is day 57 of the scheduled 60-day session with adjournment set for Thursday, March 10th. Following last Friday's opposite house cutoff, the legislature's last self-imposed cutoff deadline, the final few days of action is limited to reconciling differences in bills between the two houses. Remember, for a bill to be adopted by the legislature, it must pass in the same form from both the House and the Senate. Bills that meet this mark are forwarded to the governor for his final action, either signing bills into law or vetoing them. During this reconciliation phase, legislators review bills from their own House that have been amended by the opposite House. In simple terms, the original House can accept or concur with opposite House amendments and take a final vote on the bill, sending it to the governor. Or they can reject the amendments by moving to do not concur, sending the bill back to the opposite house for further action. These bills are considered to be in dispute. The opposite house can remove its amendments and take final action, keep the amendments and insist on its position, or tack on new amendments. Bills in dispute can ping-pong back and forth between the houses, sometimes multiple times. As this happens, the clock continues to tick, threatening the viability of the bill, with session ending shortly. The three 2022 supplemental budgets, operating, capital, and transportation, also go through this process and must be adopted by both houses in the same form. Negotiations behind closed doors continue on all three budgets. At some point, final deals will be struck, and leadership in both houses will request a conference committee to formalize the agreement. Conference committees are comprised of two majority members from each house and one minority member from each house. To finalize an agreement, at least four of the conferees must sign what is called a conference report. Because the majority party, with four votes, doesn't need the support of the minority, the budget conference committees are more for show than anything. In reality, the majority party budget writers meet in secret, usually without minority budget writers, and when a deal is sealed between the houses, a conference committee is formed to formally release the conference report. Especially for the budgets, there's an important rule for conference committees. That's that the House and Senate must vote to accept or reject the conference report with no amendments. This limits debate so budgets can be moved quickly, and it also prevents an amendment from torpedoing a final budget agreement. This is traditionally what occurs with the operating budget. Capital budget negotiations are usually more bipartisan, and often both parties will work together on a final agreement. The transportation budget is also often a bipartisan package. However, this year, the original 2022 supplemental transportation budget, as well as the Move Ahead Washington $16.8 billion 16-year transportation package, were developed by the majority party in both houses with no input from the minority party. It is unclear when negotiations will be complete on the budgets. However, we are now hearing conflicting reports on the operating and capital budgets. Initially, it was believed that deals may be in hand as early as this evening, with the release of details on Tuesday or Wednesday. We've also heard agreements could be coming as late as Wednesday, which would be cutting it close, with sine die coming Thursday night. There has been no word of the transportation progress, although it appears that negotiations are intense, with specific disagreements on previously agreed upon funding sources. For more details on this issue, see last Friday's This Week in Olympia newsletter. While waiting for budget agreements, legislators in both houses have been going through long lists of bills on their concurrence or dispute calendars. Today, each house moved through about 40 bills apiece on their respective concurrence calendars, sending them on to the governor for his action. A more complicated process is to get agreements on bills in dispute. And also, there's a final set of bills that have been tagged as necessary to implement the budget and are awaiting budget agreements before they move. Budget discussions are almost completely underground, so we have little knowledge about what will be released in the coming days. One issue that seems pretty clear, however, is staffing allocations for for physical, social, and emotional support staff. On Friday, before the final cutoff, the Senate adopted House Bill 1664. When it went through the Ways and Means Committee, it was amended to mirror the Senate bill, Senate Bill 5595. When it reached the Senate floor, however, the Ways and Means Striker was rejected. House Bill 1664, as adopted by the House, was adopted by the full Senate with the addition of an intent section. It's not confirmed, but this is a pretty clear sign that the staffing allocations will be phased in over 3 years rather than being provided in fiscal year 2023, as originally planned by the Senate. It's still unclear how enrollment stabilization will be rolled out. House Bill 1590 was also adopted by the Senate on Friday, but they adopted the striking amendment with the Senate's version of Senate Bill 5563 on top, which doesn't provide clarity about which version of stabilization will win out. We should also provide an update on people transportation. House Bill 1808 passed the House about a month ago, but hasn't yet moved in the Senate. Similarly, Senate Bill 5581 passed the Senate a month ago, but hasn't been moved at all in the House. Both versions of the budget include funding for the bills, but the implementing bills appear to be in trouble. We're now making an 11th-hour effort to get one of the bills moving, or perhaps in getting proviso language in the budget to drive out the funding. It's still to be determined. Finally, we'll just mention one bill that we've discussed here multiple times, Senate Bill 5155 regarding prejudgment interest. The bill moved out of the House Civil Rights and Judiciary Committee with amendments specifically in an effort to appease us, but we remain concerned about the bill. It later was heard and passed out of the House Appropriations Committee with additional amendments, again to appease us, but they raised different concerns for us. Along with our Education Association colleagues, our local government coalition partners, and business organizations with the Liability Reform Coalition, we are able to complicate and frustrate the conversation in the House, and ultimately the bill died on the House floor calendar. This might be a short-lived victory, as the issue will likely resurface next year, but this was a big win for K-12 in 2022. WASA staff have begun putting together our annual end-of-session report, which will include comprehensive details of the final operating budget and the final capital budget, as well as complete reviews and analysis of all of the education-related bills addressed this session. It will take some time until the dust settles to get the report completed, but it will be emailed to everyone on our newsletter list and also archived on the WASA website. Thank you for listening.